You're listening to Tales of the Text, Headphone Drama, Secrets, and Plot Twists. This week's episode is called Deadly Crush. Separated by popularity, Lynette sits alone at the far end of the cafeteria. A loner for good reason, but to her classmates, that makes her weird and unapproachable.
Ugh, why don't she go sit in the bathroom or something?
Damn, why does she bother you so much?
Question is, why don't she bother you? Excuse me, and where the hell you think you're going?
Lynette is dressed in all black with several piercings, eyebrow, lip, nose, and several up the ear.
What's so interesting?
I think you have the wrong table.
Nah, I got the right table.
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck was what?
You in the lane.
What? You jealous?
Of her? Boy, hell no. Look at me. Do it look like I have anything to be jealous about?
I don't know. Sure smells a lot like jealousy to me.
Oh, fuck you. Okay.
So, why you always sitting alone?
That's like asking why you always sit with your friends. It's a preference. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I don't exactly like people.
Well, I'd like to change that.
Why?
We've been going to the same school for 4 years, and I feel like I don't even know you.
You don't know me, and you don't want to know me, Joy.
I wouldn't be here with you if I didn't want to know you.
Aren't you going to get that?
No, not important.
Maybe we should go. It's getting late.
You scared?
No.
But you know I'll protect you if you were. I'm going to kiss you, Lynette. Is that okay? How was that?
It was my first time.
So, there's a party Friday night. I was wondering if you'd be my date. Just say yes.
Oh no.
You trust me?
I guess so.
Then say yes.
What the fuck you been at? I know you seen me calling.
Damn, Keisha, what are you doing here?
Waiting for you.
Why? You do know we not together anymore, right?
And I also know what we did last night.
Keisha, you gotta stop.
Why? You don't really want me to stop, do you? Your mom home?
Nah, not until late.
So earlier today, Lynette, what was that all about? You know you shouldn't be talking to her.
Then why not?
She's not one of us, Troy. And she definitely can't do what I do for you. Like what? Like...
Ah, oh, shit. My mom's here. You gotta go.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You're my problem, bitch. Leave Troy alone.
Or what?
Or...
Lynette Curtis, you're wanted at the principal's office.
Miss Curtis, do you know why I called you to my office?
Surprise me.
Weapons are not allowed on school grounds, but you know this already, don't you? Is there something or someone threatening you? The school's counselor is always available.
Are we done here?
Lynette.
Yeah, okay, the counselor got it. Can I go?
Yes, we're done. But Miss Curtis... No more weapons, or I have to get your parents involved. Understood?
What was that all about? I heard you got called to the principal's office.
I see good news travels fast.
Everything okay?
Yes. I'll see you around.
Wait, let me get you a ride home.
Thanks, but you don't have to do that.
I want to. So, tell me something about you.
Something like what?
For starters, why don't you have any friends?
Cause I just do fine by myself. Tell me something. Is this whole you liking me thing some kind of prank?
A prank?
Yeah, a fucking joke. I've seen Carrie 1 and 2. I know how this plays out. The not so popular girl gets asked out by the most popular guy as a joke. So is this what this is?
You really need to relax. Ain't nobody playing games with you. Is it so hard to believe that someone likes you?
Why now, after all these years?
I don't know, Lynette. I just know that you are not like the other girls, and I like that about you.
Then why you never say anything before?
I had to keep up appearances. I'm a school athlete, so I was expected to date the cheerleading captain.
Keisha?
Yeah.
Aren't you two still dating?
Nah, that was last year.
Did she get that memo?
Why? Did she say something to you?
No, I'm just asking.
Don't worry, you're with me. It's okay.
Why did you bring her here? She doesn't belong, Troy. How many times do I have to tell you?
She's with me, and if she doesn't belong, neither do I.
As the night goes on, Troy becomes separated from Lynette.
I'm gonna fuck him up.
There you are. Why are you sitting out here?
I was ready to go and couldn't find you. Where were you?
Me and,
Doesn't matter. Take me home, please.
We can go somewhere else if you like.
No, I want to go home. I thought you said you and Keisha were done.
We are. What? Did somebody tell you different?
No. When I couldn't find you, I also noticed Keisha was nowhere to be found either.
So, you automatically assume she's with me?
Doesn't matter.
Wait. Would you wait a second?
What do you want, Troy?
To spend some time with you. We can go grab a burger or something.
We have food at my house. I'll just make you something.
That's what's up. Your mom's home?
No. She won't be until later. Do you still have a mushroom allergy?
Yeah. How did you know?
If you pay attention, you learn a lot about people.
That was good. How did you learn to cook like that?
When you get tired of noodles, you learn how to cook for yourself. Are you okay?
I don't know.
Maybe you should sit down.
Yeah, maybe. Lynette, I got something I want to tell you.
Don't try to talk.
No, I gotta set some things right, Lynette. I had sex with Keisha tonight. I'm so sorry. I can't breathe. Call 911.
It shouldn't be that long. See? You had nothing to tell me that I didn't already know. I saw you with Keisha, which is why you can't breathe right now. Did you enjoy the sauce? It was filled with finely chopped mushrooms. I told you not to fuck with me, Troy, but you didn't listen. There. Sleep now.
Hey everybody, this is Miss J, and we are here with After the Text. I have my wonderful guest in the studio for the first time, Miss Lyric.
Hi guys.
My wonderful Leland.
What's up?
And my Caitlin.
Hey.
So we want to just jump into this crazy ass story called Deadly Crush. As my teen girls, as seniors in high school now, do you recognize any of the characters in here? I know, Lyric, you were saying that Keisha is someone that you know.
Yes, it's a girl in my classroom, actually. No names, but she is this character to the T. It was crazy. When I first read, I'm like, oh my God, this reminds me of her. And I told my best friend, I was like, this is exactly who she is.
Really?
So, yeah, she acts just alike, I swear.
And characters like Caitlin's character, Lynette, are those girls, do they exist in high school? Just the loner?
It existed in elementary school. I remember it was this one girl who just always by herself. Everybody used to talk about her and everything. I remember one day she came with a knife and she pulled it out on some little boy who she had a crush on or something, and he didn't have a crush on her. And she pulled it out in the middle of lunch. Everybody just started screaming and getting scared. She was just sitting there with the knife. and she was calling the knife Stanley. I'm like, this is so crazy.
Oh my God.
She had like, a name for the knife?
No. Yes. Like, we didn't know. We were so scared because we were like little kids.
Lila's like, wow.
Yeah.
And then they had like moved her out of our class. It was so big. I'm like, oh my God.
You know what? What's crazy is I can't relate to the whole knife thing. But I tend to stay to myself in school. I don't really be talking like that. Like, people kind of have this, like, weird vibe about me. Like, why does she always do this? She's always in the library sitting down by herself watching TV. Like, I don't get it. But me, I just don't like a lot of people around me. I like to keep my space and keep my energy away, like, you know, and tucked away safe. So I can understand that, like, her character, Caitlin's character, I can understand, like, where she's coming from. But the whole emo, like, knife thing, no, I'm not.
Leland is, even though you're an adult young man, why do you think he was attracted to Caitlin's character, Lynette?
Well, Troy is interesting. One thing I will say is he plays a game with a lot of the women at the school, the girls at the school. So this is his character. He's a man. I wish I could have been a man in high school.
Because you know niggas not shit, so...
What?
During the age of, nah, I mean, everybody fails some way. So.
Yeah.
But the curiosity in someone like Lynette, is it because, like what Lyric was saying, she is a loner?
Yeah.
Is that the mystery
of
it?
She's by herself, yeah. And it would be somebody to stir Keisha.
Yes.
You know, because she's not like everybody else. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like men, like young boys, they like to get something they feel like they can't get. Mm-hmm. Like they try to, like, you know, pick on something and try to see if they gonna get it. Like, it's like a game for them. So, yeah, I get his character very well.
I feel like all men just like the chase. Like,
yes.
If you keep saying no, they
want to
keep saying, like, that's even if you walking down the street and you keep, like, ignoring them and they still, like,
hey, yo,
on you hard. And it just be like, no.
You think that's true, Leland? Do men like the chase?
I'm going to break it down. Okay. Like, she said energy. When that energy of I gotta have is on you, that's it, regardless of who it is, you gotta have it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's strong.
By any means necessary.
By any means necessary.
And
it's dangerous, you know, because we don't really understand what we're doing until we mature.
Yeah.
Mature.
And to this point, I mean, once she's heard you two in the bedroom, I mean, the fact that she knew you were allergic to mushrooms.
Yeah.
Them crazy.
Right, like,
it'll start turning.
She's been watching me.
Right.
Yeah.
But her trigger is really short,
because
that's a hell of a thing to just, I'm just going to poison this person.
Yeah, I feel like everybody been heartbroken, but, like, they deal with it differently. Like, she was on her, like, you know how they say people are a ticking bomb? Like, she was a ticking bomb, like, and she was so calm about it. It was just like,
true, which is
I'm
going to
kill
scarier.
You, and it's not, I'm not going to give a fuck. Like,
and she's rubbing
and I'm smart enough to get away with it.
Hello? Right, like, it's okay.
And then it's just like how she went from, stop talking to me, I don't want to talk to you, so, like, come to my house.
Yeah. Oh my God, I realized that while reading this. Like,
oh, you still
want
to play with me? Okay.
I'm like, maybe let's she's dumb. Game. Maybe she, like, dumb by him. Mm-hmm. Like, what? And then I realized at the end, I'm like, oh, she that bitch. Okay.
Yeah.
She killed her.
She was like, come to my house.
Yeah.
Just, oh, for real? Your mom's home?
We got food at the crib.
And then a male man is thinking, like, oh, I'm finna get
in.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm finna get in.
Yeah, you heard it.
He don't know what
he did in his voice. You heard it in his voice. He was like,
I'm going over your house. Your mama knows.
We at Lynette crib with it.
With food.
And she was like, yeah, come on.
The calm way that you did it too, and he was just, you had him in the palm of your hand.
I told you, Troy, not to fuck with me. Yes.
She told your house.
I love that.
Yeah, I liked it too. I think you guys did a really good job. And we're going to end with that, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Tales of the Text and After the Text. And you can find us on Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and all that good stuff. All right. Say bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.